Welcome to Fit to Be Real.
And a little extra. I'm Victoria.
Hey guys, I'm Carly.
And I just want to remind everybody that, hey guys, I'm Carly, started with no visual. So she was looking at a microphone, looking down at a coffee table and a Dolly Parton magazine going, hey guys. I just want to remind everybody.
To be clear, the first episode I might have said it 9 or 10 times because I didn't know how to say my name.
Please go back to our Instagram on Fit to Be Real and See Fit probably, but Fit to Be Real for our Hey Guys culmination.
Yeah.
Of the first time we ever did it, circa
2023.
No, this was back in your Ridley Park house.
Oh, yeah. That was like 28. Lewis was born 2016.
Lewis was born because he was making noises and we were
like, shh. Be quiet, child. We're trying to do an Instagram video. It was like 2016.
And it took us over an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But all she kept going was, hey, guys. Look, I'll repost it again. Look it up. But yes, hey, guys.
Hey.
We are, yep, that's how it went. And then she started silently waving, as she is now. Fantastic. Fantastic. We are back to the video. If you are tuning in visually.
To the video.
Hello. And
we've been told recently.
Yeah.
Were you going to say that?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. We've been told that we are not a fitness podcast. We're a comedian podcast.
No. Well, yes, but we've also been told we're an exercise podcast, but we don't talk about it.
Three different people told us that in a month. So we're going to get back to fitness.
Here's the thing. Read our little bio. It is a health, wellness, fitness, and life podcast. Okay? So we've been focusing on the health, wellness, and life.
Yeah.
And the fitness is just do it.
Yeah, just get it done.
Nike.
I also, if you listened to the podcast last week, I was texted that it sounded like Chief Madonna was explaining what the police are to a six-year-old. The six-year-old being me. And also, it sounded like Chief Madonna was explaining the police to a first-grade field trip. First grade field trip being me.
For this exercise podcast about crime and safety and paranoia.
I had fun though.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So I didn't care about those text messages. I actually said, I will post that.
Because they're true.
I know.
Because it's 100% accurate. And I'm pretty sure he felt that way as well.
Yes.
So I will speak happily for Chief Dave Madonna. But it's just us today.
Surprise.
Back
to basics.
Yeah. I was going to go back to reality.
Oh, oops, there goes gravity. Oh, it's not that easy. Mom's spaghetti.
Oh, no. No, but I want to go there.
To Mom's spaghetti?
He made a restaurant called Mom's Spaghetti in Detroit.
Yeah. Did you also see the post that he wrote that he said, I don't even like spaghetti?
He doesn't.
Yeah. But he's like semi-famous from that one line.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, I don't even really like spaghetti that much.
I love him. I love Eminem.
That's so Eminem. That's so like him.
All right, we're going to talk about exercise because we're an exercise podcast.
We're a fitness podcast.
So here we go. Carly picked this, but I'm going to take the reins because it's about consistency versus intensity.
So that's why Victoria's taking the reins, because she knows I'm intense versus consistency.
And I'm moderate. But that's...
Wait, when you say moderate, all I can hear in my head is moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Anybody else?
Yes, now.
That comes because of those commercials.
These commercials. But do you know what it's for?
Apps like Skyrizi or something?
I don't know, but that sounds right.
I don't know if it's Skyrizi. I think it's something with skin, moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. I think that's a skin condition. So it's like eczema or something, or psoriasis for adults. I don't know what it's for.
Oh my
but
gosh.
Just know your marketing is working. When I hear the word moderate, that's all I hear.
If you're living with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis.
Yeah, you can remember that. Do I need to finish this sentence?
No, end it there. We're a fitness podcast. So
let's get fit. So yes, consistency outweighs intensity. And it's not, when I first read this, I was like, you shouldn't do intense workouts.
No, that's not what it's saying.
But it's not, yeah, that's not what it's saying.
Right. Never mind.
You are consistent about some things. But it's, well, we're gonna get through it. So there are five ways to kind of break this down and adjust for yourself to see if this is how your workouts are, and maybe you've reached a plateau in how you feel like the workouts adapt to your body. Like, you can do the same workout every single day or weekly, whatever your routine is, and your body will start burning differently because it gets used to it. It's more efficient because you're stronger and you probably have more muscle mass and your endurance is better, so you can handle more and you can push harder. But the way your body reacts to that intensity of a workout, it doesn't burn as many calories in terms of burning muscle or burning fat. So there's, you have to just kind of like, as we talk and as we break all of this down, think of like, oh, wait, that's me. That feels similar. I struggle with this stuff too, because while I was reading it, I was like, oh.
Well, me too. And I was like, oh, that's me. Oh, that's not me. Oh, that's definitely me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There are some things that won't resonate. You know, most things Carly will say.
No, but I was going through this being like, oh, this is something everyone already knows. I don't really want to talk about this. Like, obviously, consistency is better than intensity. We all know that. But no, because as we're reading the breakdowns, I've done it wrong plenty of times.
I'm doing it wrong right now.
In my life, yeah. So it's not something everybody – it's probably something everybody knows, not something everybody thinks about in themselves. So when we're talking about it, think, do I do this? Should I change this? Let's figure out how to change it if I do this.
Yeah. This first one is pretty I think we've talked about it before, and it's pretty like, duh. But it's good to constantly say them until it starts to sink in and like flip the switch a little bit. Sustainable habits. The all or nothing mindset within your workout routine is not going to last. So a sustainable routine for yourself, or mental thought process of how to get through your workouts, or even in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that thing we've talked about it before, that thing where you're like, oh, I've had a quote-unquote, and I'm air quoting, cheat of pizza, and I didn't want that for this week, but I had it. I'm just going to throw away the entire day, and I'm going to have all these other things that I know I don't want to, you know, eat and take in because it's going to make me feel bad. I'm going to do it anyway, like all or nothing. So it's the same thing with your workouts, and that's just not going to last. It's a fad. It's a trend, and it's not sustainable.
Yeah, and you want something that's going to fit in your lifestyle for long term, not for the month. Because if you can't sustain a workout routine for a month or more, it's not for you. It's not the workout for you.
That's true.
You know what
I
mean?
And a month usually seems so, to me, like 30 days is so long, but it's like a blip.
Yeah.
And that you should be able to get through whatever you're trying to get through, but then also not think of it as I have to get through this.
Right.
Like, this is something that I like, I enjoy, I'm either good at or I'm not good at, but it makes me feel good afterwards. Right? Like, who's good at burpees in terms of like,
no one
having no emotion attached to them? Even if you are the most fit person, cardiovascularly, muscularly, you are petering out with burpees.
Right.
You just are once you get to a certain point.
Even if you like them.
Even if you like them.
Yeah.
Well, there's love-hate relationships with everything. Like, I love-hate burpees.
So do I. I love burpees. But I don't...
You don't hate burpees?
No, I don't... Am I supposed to?
No, that's just like the general consensus.
No, I love burpees because I love... You always yell at me all the time. I love going hard. I love going hard. But... the whole point of this episode is you don't have to go hard all the time in order to see progress. And that's the same with burpees. You don't have to do 700 burpees a day to see progress. You're actually probably going to hurt yourself. So
yeah.
Whether you like them or you don't like them, moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. I'm really sorry if anybody has psoriasis. I'm not making fun of you.
It's Should have said moderate to severe plaque burpees.
It's just.
But we get it.
It's in my head now.
So yeah, sustainable habits.
Yeah.
That should be your number one question for yourself while you're thinking of how these pertain to you. Is what I'm doing something I can do long term? And yes, enjoy it. You can always tweak. Nothing set in stone where you don't have to like, what I'm doing now, I have to do for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I have to love it forever. Like nobody knows what life's going to throw at you. But can you sustain what you're doing either timing wise, daily, weekly, intensity? Can you do it? Because if it's too much, too soon, too fast, it's not going to last.
Oh, good little poem there.
Thank you. I wish it was a haiku, but I don't think that works out well. All right, moving on to the second one, which is small efforts accumulate over time. And that we've said for our non-exercise fitness podcast episodes with like self-care stuff, the little things last longer over time and also mean the most.
Yeah, just like
matter.
And that could mean a 30-minute walk every single day. That is a small consistent thing that you can do over time that will do more than that one 45-minute intense workout once a week.
Yes. The one time, like the one and done mentality in terms of that intense, like, well, I do kick hit with CFIT Monday nights, 6:15 for 45 minutes, which is like the perfect amount of time to burn a high calorie burn for that day. But if that's all you're doing,
right,
of course you're going to be able to do every Monday because that's once a week. So like, yes, you're doing something high intensity, but what are you doing for the rest of the week?
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't have to be, what did it say? Daily moderate.
Stop saying moderate. Pick a different word.
Daily middle of the road. Daily doable. Daily doable. I'm going to go with that one. Daily doable workout where you are definitely feeling tired. You're breathing heavy. You're feeling muscles contract and burn and all the things. Like it shouldn't be, nothing should be easy. That's not moderate. Middle of the road. But that daily would be better,
right,
than the interspersed, intermittent intensity.
So like feeling sore after, we're using Kick Hit as an example. If you're like, oh my God, the next day I was so sore, and then you didn't do anything else because you were so sore,
right,
but you were not sore after every 7 day, like once daily, there's too many numbers here.
Once a week.
No. If you're feeling sore after Kick Hit and then you don't do anything, I'm gonna start over. And you love that feeling of soreness.
Put your thing down, flip it, and reverse it. It's your
metaphanion. We're not doing it again.
I feel like one was enough.
But your 30-minute walk consistently every single day, but you're not feeling sore, that's okay. That compound of consistency of daily 30-minute walk is going to give you more of the progress that you want to see in the long term than once a week you're feeling really sore in a 45-minute class.
Yeah.
So the consistency, you will see more progress and you will see more of what you're looking for than the once a week feeling really sore.
Yeah. We got there. We both struggled with that one. But you know what? On the flip side of that, not the flip side, in addition to that, mentally, you won't burn out.
Right.
That middle of the road workout for yourself that you can do Monday to Sunday, you're going to be able to do that for a month, 2 months, 3 months, continuation. The intensity, you can do it for a month, but like mentally, you're going to be done.
Now listen, I'm teaching Kick Hit this Monday. You better all be there. But the next day, go for a walk. The next day, do something else. Like it's small little things that add up to the bigger picture. So you don't want to just, like Victoria said, one and done. It's, I don't know, how does Miley Cyrus say it? It's the climb.
What's that? That was Hannah Montana.
Oh, shoot.
Which is Miley Cyrus, so you're not wrong.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I just like doing that to her, to you.
What's that song?
It's called The Climb. You just added it's.
Oh.
You did the it's phrase.
It's the climb, guys.
It is the climb. It's the journey, not the destination.
Oh, yeah.
But other phrases mean the exact same thing.
It's just the peaks and valleys.
It's the yeah. Yeah, because all of it ebbs and flows.
That's another one. Another one.
Your motivation is not what's going to get you to do the commitment. Your discipline is what gets you to commit. Your discipline is the commitment. Your motivation is going to fluctuate. So if it's more of that in between, you don't want me to say moderate.
Fine, say moderate, but I'm going to say it in my head. Go
okay,
ahead.
Say it in your head.
Okay.
It's the moderate daily. I can't even edit that out. It's the moderate daily routine for yourself. I don't know what I was saying. I just lost it. You're with me. You got it. Okay, we're moving on. 3, it prevents injury and burnout.
Yeah.
Oh, there's the burnout.
Yeah.
So burnout, body-wise, your muscles do get tired. You feel sore. You don't want to move.
Your muscles will fail you. If you are doing intense workouts every single day because you think the harder you go every single day is what's going to get you the progress you want, your muscles will fail.
Yeah.
Take a rest day.
You first.
I'm smiling because I was waiting for you to say that. I'm telling you, when I was reading this, I was like, yeah, this is me. This is me. This is not me, but this is me. One of the things is this. I don't have the option to burn out because I do it for my job. So like there is no, I need to take 4 days off because my body just can't handle it. I don't have that option. I go hard on my own accord and it's my fault, but don't do that.
Okay, we're going to keep going on this thought because my clients came in this morning and said, I just saw Carly running. And I was like,
shoot, I really changed my route.
You did, because it's Tuesday and she won't teach a cardio, but she'll teach a 30-minute wait. In her mind, that's not good enough. So this could be your active rest day, but you won't allow that.
But to me, see, here's where we're...
To your brain, not your body.
Okay, to my body and my brain, I like to listen to a podcast. That's like Tuesdays are my day.
So walk.
That I get to, I did walk a lot today. Whoever saw me running, but I did a lot of walking today because it was rainy and I was tired. And
she said you're wearing a nude top and it looked like you were naked.
I was not wearing a nude top.
She said she was like skin color.
Who the heck were you working out with this morning? Alyssa?
Not gonna tell you.
I know where you live.
Okay, it wasn't Alyssa, so don't come for Alyssa. But you were definitely, I was like, yeah, she likes to wear bras that look like she's not wearing anything.
I was wearing like a literal turtleneck running shirt. It just is like light brown.
Yeah. Yes. I know. I was told.
All right. Listen, I run on Tuesdays to listen to my favorite podcast, Smartless, and or make up dances for later in the week. That's what my brain needs.
So walk.
I did walk a lot today.
But just walk. Like, don't even run. Just walk. Your body, you're talking about what your brain needs.
Right.
You're telling yourself, I do this because I need to zone out to a podcast that I love, which is fantastic, or listen to songs and make stuff up so that I feel more excited in my classes and my work and my career.
I just said that.
Correct. But walk. Because those things are for your brain. But your body is overworked. It's completely overworked. But you don't listen to your body. You only listen to your mind. I think we heard that last week with Chief Madonna. So as much as you say you resonate with this article, you're still giving yourself excuses. But I like that you talk them out because we all hear the real truth.
What I've learned is I really tried to hide today. I went down really dark paths and I changed my route after talking to Chief Madonna, and I still got caught. So I got to change it up again.
By a friend, not a criminal. So really, there's no winning with you. What we've learned is Carly doesn't listen to her body. She is her mind, even though that's not true, but that's how she feels, and that's how we are. Okay. So to prevent injury, which she has an injury.
I do?
That, yes, that her chiropractor said, hey, maybe don't run anymore.
I used to run every day, and now I do it once a week. I listen to Dr. Kaufman. I respect that man.
He has no idea what your classes are. Just like your other doctors that you lie to have no idea the impact you put on your body. Moving on. So, regular over irregular, consistent over inconsistent, moderate over high intensity. That's what's going to keep you from getting injured, keep you from having to recover from that, and then feel like mentally you're starting over, which is like the worst, and keep you from burning out physically and then listening to that, wink, wink, and mentally, because there is a mental burnout when you get bored, when you get tired, when your body's really exhausted, but you're not listening to it. I mean, I've done it. I'm making fun of you because you're talking about it, but we've all done that.
Well, here's the thing I'm going to pat ourselves on the back for. We like to work out. We like to work out hard, but we also like to do strength training. We also like to do something that we call tone up, which is no floor work, no weights, no
jumping, no impact.
So like at CFIT, I will pat ourselves on the back. We don't do kick hit every day. Because that's not sustainable.
We used to and we couldn't.
We couldn't do it.
We stopped.
So every single day
is
something else and something different for your muscles, for your brain, for your body. Because to us, that is what keeps us going because we cannot do the same thing every day. Our bodies can't handle it. I could not do kick hit every day, even though I'd like to say I could. I absolutely couldn't. The reason I like kick hit is because it's once a week.
That's true.
So I like to pat ourselves on the back for every single day we do something different. We offer you something different, whether it's yoga or no jumping or all the jumping or weights or resistance bands or dancing. It's something different every day so that, number one, your brain doesn't get bored. Number two, your body doesn't get overexerted or burn out, really.
Yeah. That's good. So maybe you should give them more breaks and like chill the F out sometimes.
Dean would say, chill the beans, mom. Chill the beans.
I've never heard that.
Oh my God.
Did he make that up?
He tells me to chill the beans all the time. And what did Andrew say at breakfast the other day? Carly has no chill.
Carly has no chill.
I get told to chill a lot.
So maybe someday you'll wake up.
Number four. Building discipline, which Victoria sort of already talked about. You're not going to have motivation every day. We don't have motivation every day. Sometimes we are dragging ourselves to go work out. It's the discipline, not the motivation.
We have a little bit of an advantage. Sometimes I feel disadvantaged that we have to work out because it's our job and it's our business. And if we don't show up, you don't show up. So that helps with the discipline because it's needed, it's mandatory, and it's how our life is. And some days we just don't want to. Like yesterday.
Like you do.
Yeah. Yesterday, for instance, it was my kick hit night. And, you know, it was supposed to be my yoga night, but it turned into a bar class night.
It was my fault. I messed 100%. Up the schedule.
Oh my gosh, I cannot believe you just admitted that.
I know it was my fault. I'm in charge of the schedule online and I totally messed up.
But like, I didn't want to do that. Didn't want to do it. But kick hit happens every other week.
Kick hit happens every week.
For me. For me to teach. For me as myself who wants to take it but also is burnout from teaching sometimes because making up stuff is really hard. Keeping it interesting for other people is really hard. And that class is hard on its own. So you really have to make the playlist something special and give it the twist to make it different and exciting to do. So I didn't want to do it until I decided to do. I got triggered by a video online that other people had made an abdominal routine to the Cupid Shuffle. So like you hit the right, then you hit the left and you had to do it all, not dancing, but doing abs. And I was like, ooh, I used to do the cha-cha slide in a plank. And you go to the left, you take it back now, y'all, and you do the whole thing. And I was like, wonder if I can find another one And then that can be the fun theme twist and do, you know, line dance abs where you know the song, you know what to do. They're telling you what to do. And it's just a little different. It's different and fun. And they loved it. And if they didn't, they lied and I don't care. I loved it. And that gave me the discipline to, yes, care about the playlist that I was making and the class that I was about to do, but also it helped me get through it too.
Yeah.
So like there's ways to keep that motivation for yourself, whether it's finding a place like CFIT that has a bunch of different things that you don't get bored doing, or if you're making something up for yourself on the off days at your, you know, home gym or whatever. You have to find the things that are going to keep you motivated on the days that you're really, really stressing the need for that discipline, or else you're not going
to
do it.
And it's up to you. Like, we can't, yes, we can get you motivated when you're there, but it's what you do at home to get you to do what you should be doing or want to do. That's, it's all on you. Yeah. And that's the hardest part, because discipline comes from you. Motivation will come at CFIT from us.
Yeah, that's so true. Yes. Motivation should come from, not should, but like it can come from your outsource of like a personal trainer, the classes, the facility that you do. Sometimes that's the motivating factor. The playlist.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's your motivating factor. You know, the podcast you want to listen to while you're walk running. So that's so true.
I just want to put out there, it's really interesting how Victoria gets like a ginormously full kick hit class, but when I teach, the numbers deteriorate pretty quickly.
Well, number one, I give breaks and moments to rest and recover so that you can push hard again. And you do the opposite of what we're talking about in this podcast of high intense. Number two,
I flatline.
They showed up for you. They were surprised it was me because you didn't change who was teaching.
Oh, I didn't change it was teaching.
So that could have been you.
Oh. Could have been me, guys. I'm teaching next week.
Sign out. All right. Last one is the hardest one. It's the hardest one. You have to trust the process.
It's so hard.
It is, because when you don't get that positive, the positive
reinforcement
reward,
or like,
yeah,
seeing progress immediately.
Definitely not instant gratification. That's not a thing. It's not a thing. Just get that out of your head. If that's part of what you're like confused about and you're like, well, no, it's not a thing. All progress, we say it all the time, all progress is positive.
Mm-hmm.
If you're progressing a half a pound, that's positive. It's not a pound, but it's a half a pound.
Mm-hmm.
If you're upping your weights 1 pound, 2 pounds, it's not 10 to 15. That's positive. And how long you take to get there can't be what keeps it positive for you. It has to be if you got that little tiny moment of a two steps forward, who cares how long it took you, you got there.
What's the thing you always say? Comparison is the thief of joy. Comparison is the joy of thief.
I think a lot of people say that. I think I stole that from somebody.
Comparison is the thief of joy. I was watching Say Yes to the Dress the other night, and they said that. It's my favorite show. But they said that, and it's true with this too. Just because somebody else upped their weights and they've been working out less time than you, don't compare yourself to anybody else. Your process is your process. Walking 30 minutes a day, and then you got to do it for longer than a month. You have to do everything long term. Just because you're not seeing, and you might not see progress in a month. You might not. Something will change.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Something will change. No progress is not going to happen in 30 days. Something will change. For me, and I've said this before, when I first lost weight, like before my wedding, like before all that, my clothes fit differently. I did not lose a pound. I went down 4 dress sizes without losing a pound. And I was like, I don't understand this. But my body changed because I started, like, honestly, I started doing Zumba.
Oh, was that?
That's when I first found Zumba. I wasn't lifting. I mean, I didn't start lifting until COVID.
And she was in her early 20s.
Yeah. But I'm saying that progress doesn't look the same for everybody. So somebody might lose 30 pounds and you might have changed something in your lifestyle, but it's going to look different than than somebody else's. So you cannot compare. You can't compare to my fitness journey. You can't compare to Victoria's. Everybody is different. We all do different things. You just have to stick to something.
You can't compare to mine, but you could probably resonate with mine.
You can resonate with mine too.
Because, no, you're not the everyman.
Yes, I am.
No.
I'm posting. I am. I am everybody.
She's so mad. She's so
mad. I am the everyman. I'm every woman. It's all in me. Guys, I used to get paid for singing.
What's wrong?
I think the allergies. I don't have allergies, but I feel like everybody's allergies. It's the season.
Other people's allergies are bothering you?
Yes, other people's allergies are bothering
me. Okay. You also scream a lot.
I do. That's part of it.
With the microphone, like, you don't have to scream, but you scream a lot.
Hold on. I got to use my diaphragm. I'm every woman. It's all in me. Anything you want done, baby. Okay. I can do the background.
We're going to move on. Okay. Because I think it's best for everybody. As well as the reason I said you can resonate with mine. At least in this moment, whatever is not going to make her upset.
I don't care. I don't care.
Is that I have fluctuated. I'm in this business and I have skyrocketed my weight with working out all the time and not changing my food and being like, how did we get this way? And then we completely changed our food and kind of upped just because of the COVID. Upped our workout intake and routine.
Oh, yeah.
Which was not by choice. It was by COVID. But we changed our food and we got really healthy and really fit, but really healthy. And then my life took a turn and I gained everything back again. And then I got injured a lot because of my gain, but I didn't change the workout routine, but my mental health was really bad. And then I lost it again, and now I'm on the up, but my mental health is really good. I'm eating amazing food, but my scale is not exactly where I want it to be. So it life, all of this can be said.
It's so easy to say.
Yeah, and read and be like, well, they figured it out.
Yeah.
Well, this article has it figured out. But life is going to throw anything and everything at the worst possible time, at the best possible time, just in general. But if you're consistent, which I have not been, I just haven't in the past couple of years, my consistency, what I'm doing, thank God, I have such a hard time, and I do this in my yoga classes of like gratitude or whatever. I am so beat up mentally about my body instead of being like, you have gotten me through all of this.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. You have gotten me through all of this. You've kept me alive. You've kept me healthy. You've, even when I haven't been healthy, you've kept me moving. Like, I'm not nice enough to my body. And if you can resonate with that, we got to change some things because we're the meanest people to our bodies. And this is the only one we have. It's the only one we have. So I'm going to feed it really good food right now.
Well, yeah. And you're also happy, and when you're happy, everything can change. So like,
yeah,
I think it's easier to flip it around to being happy about your body when you're in a happy mental state.
Oh, 100%.
You know what I mean?
When you're in a dark place, which I recently, a year or so ago, there's no gratitude there.
Right.
There's no like silver linings. There's no light and at the end of the tunnel of being like, I can change this. It's very dark. It's very heavy.
I just posted on Instagram's, CFIT's Instagram the other day, change your mindset, change your life. Like this was like episode number two for us. Once you flip the switch, everything changes. And I'll always go back to that because until you hit a point where you cannot take it any longer, nothing is going to change. Now, I don't want anybody to like go to their worst before they flip the switch, but like you have to change in your mind to be like, you know what? I am going to stick with this for, you know, until I can't anymore. But if you can't, that means it's not sustainable.
And it's not for you.
Yeah. But if you are not consistent, like you can go, I have nothing against CrossFit. I love CrossFit. Our brother owns a CrossFit gym. For me, it's not sustainable. I can't do that every day. But so for me, that wouldn't last long. You know what I mean? I love to throw it in every now and then and be like, yes, I just threw a tire and that is super cool.
Well, what you're talking about is all you've done there, which is the group classes.
Right.
You've never gone to like, you can just go to do your own workout.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like an open gym.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're talking about that specific like hardcore class.
And I love it. I don't think I could do that every day. If there's, and but I know that about myself.
Yeah.
And but if there's a day that I was like, man, I really want to like crush it at CrossFit, I have no problem going. So you can always do that. You can always switch things up. You can always add something, subtract something. But it's the consistency of daily activity that's going to get you where you want to go. And it might not be, it just might take longer than you mentally want it to.
Daily doable activity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not the intensity, right? So that's, with that, you had said something and I was like, ooh, I'm going to say good segue, but then you kept talking.
You know I'm a good segueist.
And now I can't think of what you said, but what the something in that binder of great ideas you just had.
Great ideas.
That trapper keeper of ideas.
A real basketball leather.
Yeah. Go. She had, you have to explain that.
I had a trapper keeper that looked and felt like a real basketball.
Because she was sports.
Because I was sports.
Insert side eye. Goes into what the other thing we wanted to talk about.
Yes.
With that consistency of changing your mind is doing a not making a non-negotiable or non-negotiables. But there can be more than one.
Yeah, I think I have a few. Like in my life, I have a few non-negotiables.
For you.
Yeah.
So non-negotiables are something that you're not going to break. It's a commitment to yourself that you will not break. There's no okay except for this day. It's daily. It must happen. And it's easy for you to do because you want it. What are yours?
It's not like I'm going to go to the extreme every day.
No, no, no.
Because that's, again, not sustainable. Just that I have to get, I like getting something done activity-wise first thing in the morning. Or else I don't feel.
Fitness-wise,
during the day. And if that means a 30-minute run, if that means most days, 90% of the days, it's CFIT. We teach CFIT in the morning. But I like that morning, 9:30. Like after getting the kids to school, I like that activity to make me feel better throughout the day.
Yeah. Well, that's, they say, if you start like that, you're just setting yourself up for a better, healthier, not better, but a healthier day of choices, choice making.
I'd like to have more non-negotiables like TV off at 8 o'clock. You know that. I'd love to have that. It's not.
But it doesn't have to be that. So like, I'm going to go back to one that I had and then I burn out from life because I wasn't doing anything that we talked about consistency wise. I was like, I got to change all these things because I don't like where I am now. And then it's not happening now because I couldn't, that wasn't going to last for me. But I want to go back to, and I've already written them down, which writing down, we say all the time, is going to have you keep them. Water before coffee.
Ooh.
That was my thing for how long? And then I talked to you about it and you started doing the like pepper, coconut?
It was the cortisol thing. It was coconut water with a little bit of Himalayan pink salt and lemon.
And lemon, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was just doing water.
Mine was bougier.
I was just doing regular old tap water. But to start my body and not putting caffeine right away, which I'm still having coffee. I still drink my coffee. I'm not telling you not to do that. But everything I've ever read says start with water. If you want to put a lemon in it, that's harmless, but water before coffee. And I did it for such a long time with so many other things that I was doing.
Right.
And I'm going to go back to water before anything else that I consume for the day. Yeah, because it made me feel good.
It doesn't have to be hard. Mm-mm. I think that's what people are like, oh, I gotta save $20 a day. I have to run 6 miles. I mean, saving $20 a day for me is hard.
In this economy, it's very hard.
Like, I would love to put away $20 a day and just see where I am at the end of the year. I could probably calculate how much.
You have to make $20.
I have to make $20 a day first. So that's not sustainable for me. That's not a non-negotiable. I think Jay Shetty, You told me Jay Shetty has non-negotiables, like he's in bed at 9 o'clock.
Yes. And he had, I vividly remember talking about it here. I think about the episode we had about sleep and the importance of it. Mm-hmm. Because someone, it might have been his wife or a colleague of his, had a party for some sort of like book signing, whatever. And he was out late past his bedtime and everyone was like, oh my gosh, what are you doing? We can't believe you're here. Because he really prioritizes his sleep, which is the catalyst for his health, his mental, physical, career health, everything. And that's a non-negotiable for him. I didn't write that down because I think that's a really hard one. But like getting 7 hours of sleep, that's really nice to say. I don't think we can have control, especially if you have children. I don't think you can control that 7 hours perfection when you have nosebleeds in the middle of the night. Or
they're super fun.
You know, neurovirus moments and, you know, like they sleep in your bed. Like you don't have that control. So you have to do stuff that you have the power, because it's only if it is your choice, your non-negotiable. Every time I say that, I think of the bear. The bear, the show, the bear. TV show.
Yes. The bear.
Where he was like, it's non-negotiable.
Non-negotiable.
And they were like, cousin.
cousin. But they have a list written that's non-negotiable.
They were his for opening up his restaurant. They're his non-negotiables. They may have been extreme, which is why it's a TV show. But they were non-negotiables for him to feel success in the way that his kitchen should be run. And if you want to think of yourself and your body as, I don't want to say, you know,
a kitchen,
the business of, or the whatever, but like if you have to think of it in a way that keeps you scheduling your workout so you show up and following through with A, B, C, and D, think of it however you need to think of it. Fitness shouldn't be a chore, though. It shouldn't be something that you're like, I have to do this because I ate food today.
No, you do it because it makes you feel better. I saw a meme. It's taken me a really long time to say I saw a meme.
Hold on. It has taken you, I'll tell you, 43 minutes.
It's the longest it's ever taken me. It said, I'm not doing this to be a size 2. I'm doing this so when I'm 75, I'm carrying my own grocery bags, I'm picking up my own grandchildren, I'm driving my own car, and I'm like getting myself up out of bed unassisted. And I don't think people think about that enough. They're thinking, especially with everybody losing an obscene amount of weight really quickly right now.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Your words are meshing. The syllables and the consonants are confused.
It's my allergies.
It's everybody else's
it's
allergies.
Everybody else's allergies because I don't have them. But everybody is just losing weight at a rapid speed right now, and everybody's trying to be the skinniest possible, but nobody's thinking of the long-term effects. And I think if more people started thinking about when they're 75 and running around and still doing the things that they're doing today, it would make a huge difference in your what workouts you chose.
Yeah. We're living in a very superficial society. It's not about health.
And they said, I'm going to post it because it used smarter words than I'm about to use, but it said dancing with a group of people, hence dance fitness, lowers the dementia percentage 76%. 76%. Because wow. One, you're using your brain. Two, it's about the social aspect. There's so many benefits to it other than, dancing. You know, it's the whole package. But it said it lowers the dementia rate 76%. So if you can start thinking more that way than trying to be skinny, I think it would change what workouts you picked.
Yeah, I don't care about that anymore.
Oh, I don't think I care about it either. I will never be a size 2. I'm not a size 2.
What size are you right 4. Now, Carly?
These jeans are a size 4. I'm not a size 2.
You're wearing mom jeans. That's not a real pair of jeans.
You said I'm wearing mom's jeans.
No, mom
no,
jeans.
No. I don't. I was that. I don't think I looked great. Looking at pictures back, I don't think I looked my best. I looked super skinny. But I don't think I look my best. I do like the muscles I have now versus what my skinniest was. I like muscles way more. I like muscles.
Yeah.
I like muscles. Let me say it again. And trust me, when I get too skinny, my family's the first people to tell me. All of them.
Because we're thinking about the three kids that you have.
No, I know. And I don't ever want Melody to feel, I mean, or the boys, because it definitely can happen in boys too. I don't ever want her to feel like she has to be a certain size to fit in or anything like that. And she doesn't right now. She's happily walking around the house naked.
Yes.
She does not care.
Amazing. That and also like be around.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To pick up their kids.
Yeah.
You know, in 70s, you know, health, longevity, consistency, everything we've said, it's truly for 20 years down the line.
Mm-hmm.
Like you should be lifting in your 20s. You should start lifting weights. Not mm-hmm. because you're in your 20s, but because you want to be in your 50s, 60s, and 70s. That's the end. That's the end all be all.
Do you think that more people are thinking like that?
I think it's out more.
Yeah.
I think people are talking about it more. I think you have to weed it out of the influencers, though, that makes it the superficial mindset. We all have a superficial piece to it. Like, I would like to lose weight for a big reason, if I'm going to be completely honest, so I feel comfortable in a bathing suit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my mental space telling me that I'm not comfortable in it now when I could be,
because
I'm fine. But I want to be different for that. And Memorial Day is a week away, so it's not going to happen. But that's a piece of it. And that's you're allowed to be that superficial. Like, I want to look good for myself, for others around me. Like, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But it can't be, and it has been for a while, our only driving force. You know what? I can't talk about you.
No, you can. Yeah. No, that's 100% true.
But that I think was why it wasn't working.
But I also think that comes with age, you know? Like, you're not thinking like that in your 20s.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That comes with like getting older and being like, I was not maybe thinking of the best things or treating my body the best way in my 20s. I was thinking I had a one-track mind.
Right.
So I think that also comes with getting older too and trying to take care of yourself.
Yeah. Once you hit 30, you start losing
your mind.
That was a long time ago. You start losing 5 to 10% of your muscle mass just naturally. Like, your body resists protein production, which is metabolism. Like, it slows down your metabolism. That whole, like, my metabolism's not the same like I was when I was a teenager. Yeah, it's not. Like, it's not. So you can't think that it should all be the same. I used to be able to eat this. I used to be able to not get up and work out and do whatever. Things change. And you have to adapt to the change.
We were never born like that.
We've always been hefty.
We've always had friends that, like, ate whatever they want every single day. And we'd be like, gosh darn it. We were just not born like that. We had to work very hard.
And you know what? I still have mental blocks with food because of that.
Oh, sure.
We're like, oh, I never ate that. I can't eat that. And LePage will be like, why?
Because that's like 12,000 points on Weight Watchers.
Yes, because it's bad for you and I'm going to gain weight. And he's like, okay, don't you work out? Like, aren't you okay? Like, you work out, you eat healthy, you sleep as best you can, you know, all the things, you're doing everything right. Like, you can indulge in this one little thing if you really wanted to. And also, a potato's not indulgent. Potatoes are not indulgent. Yeah. We just learned and were taught that potatoes cause, you're going to get fat.
You're going to gain weight because it's, yeah.
It was a potato.
Yeah.
It was like, what? And like, we went to brunch for Mother's Day. Carly got tomatoes, which I should have. No.
Don't you talk badly about my tomatoes.
I'm not. I mean, you're annoying. And I was like, cool.
No, she literally was like, boo.
Because who gets two sunny side up eggs with a side of tomatoes instead of potatoes and like no toast?
I got toast. And I sopped up the sunny side eggs with them.
All right. Well, that's good. I was distracted by the tomatoes. But the tomatoes is something I would have done because that's what I know I should do. Because that's the decisions, those small habits, those small moments of decisions to impact the rest of your day, to impact the next day and that next decision, like we talked about with Justin.
Yeah.
But I got the potatoes.
But I just want to tell you, I got the tomatoes because the night before I got 4 glasses of Prosecco. So, like, I thought about that.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not – I wish I had done that because I also ate poorly later in the day. Like, I'm not coming at you and
no,
your
tomatoes. No. I know. But what you're saying is you need to make the decisions that affect. And I was like, ah, man, I had like 4 glasses of Prosecco. Like, I had not eaten great the night before. So I was like, I'll get tomatoes this morning. So there you go.
I happily ate my potatoes. I just want to put that out there. Happily ate the potatoes. It was fantastic. But it's those tiny, small habits. And I think if you can write down non-negotiables for yourself, if you have a list of 10 of them, it's too many.
I think I had more than 4 glasses of Prosecco.
It's too many.
I think after 4, I lost count.
Amazing. That's usually what happens with Prosecco.
Agreed. Which our mom calls Prosecca. Prosecca. And it's so annoying.
Yeah. But yeah, so
I'm melting into your couch. Have you seen me?
And I have an extra cushion underneath that cushion to lift her up a little.
I have formed into your weed pillow over here.
It's a succulent.
It's a weed pillow.
Gosh. We're gonna get real. With a real tip.
Oh God, no.
Go ahead. I wanted to give her a little bit of anxiety.
Yeah.
She doesn't have enough of it, you know? So the real tip, okay, 4 max non-negotiables for yourself, 4, write them down, think about them, think about what works. At the end of a month, did they stick? And what needs to change? What needs to maybe just adjust a little? And what are you like, this isn't actually important to me. Get rid of it. And maybe it knocks down to 3 at that point. And that's okay. That's all you need. But find your non-negotiables. I am not eating 2 hours before I go to sleep, which is probably like an 8 p.m. type of thing. But it's going to be the 2 hours, not strictly 8 p.m. I'm going to drink water before I have coffee or any type of food consumption for the day. I am going to stick to my vitamin taking because I bought them all.
That's a good one.
And I go on those like stints. I went to Puerto Rico. I didn't pack them. I stopped
you
taking
just,
them.
Yeah.
I forgot. I can't remember. I think I just forgot to
pack them. That wasn't a non-negotiable for you then?
At the time. Well, it wasn't a non-negotiable at the time, but it needs to be because I feel different when I'm consistently taking my fish oil for inflammation and my carpal tunnel. Like there's reasons I started taking them. I have to keep those. And I had a 4th one. I'm tracking what I eat every single day, even if it's just writing it down on a pad of paper. Because for me, if I don't want to write it down and admit it to myself later, I probably shouldn't put it in my mouth that day. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then if I am going to write it down and it's still like a potato, a guilty pleasure of mine, I'm going to write it down. But I'm going to track my food every day, even on the weekends, because Friday to Sunday matter.
They do. They are not free days. They exist.
Self-sabotage is such a thing when the weekend mentality plays a part of like, but Monday's coming. Like, doesn't Sunday to Monday, there's no different.
No.
Like, your health doesn't take a weekend.
And I feel like we were the most consistent when we got rid of the weekend and just thought of it as a 7-day week. Do you know what I mean? We had the most success in our fitness and like weight when we were losing weight, when there was no Friday, Saturday, Sunday, crazy, like off the handles. It was 7 days a week. That's just what we did.
But it was COVID.
I know.
And
yeah,
we had
COVID. Nothing to
no
do.
No plans.
Well, sometimes people think COVID, they're like, you lost weight during COVID. All you did was stay home and the fridge is right there. You can open it anytime.
No.
But I think it was easier. But
so
that's just us. That was just us.
So much easier. I didn't have to go to a baby shower or 2 communions.
Yeah.
Where I'm not in control of what I'm being fed. And also the social mentality of like, yeah, I'll have another glass of wine. I'll have 4 Prosecco. Which is okay. It's fine.
We're
but
fine.
Like when you're trying to stick to a health routine, did you just add it to 5? is it going to get to like 10 by the end? When you're trying to stick to your goals, there's a moment to be really non-negotiable with yourself and what you want. And when you're not serious, I didn't want it enough, or I'm too tired, then
I'm too busy.
I'm too busy. All those obligations that pop up that we didn't have in COVID, I'm too lax with them. And it got me to the point where where I have been, right? So no regrets, but like you, prioritization.
It's the words for us today.
It's everybody's allergies. is the non-negotiable, you know.
I like that. I'm going to do more than one non-negotiable then. And now for your real extra tip of the week. It's called, I think you'll all like this one, moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. What does moderate to severe plaque psoriasis mean? Number one, please tell me what medication that is for. DM
Write it
us.
In.
Two, it means keep it moderate. If you are just getting into fitness or you are trying to sustain a fitness routine, don't go hard every single day. Don't do three workouts every single day. Keep it moderate and see how long you can keep it consistent. If that works for you, which it should, because moderately getting activity every day will work longer than going hard and burning out and getting injured and getting sore. See how long you can do it. And that might mean one class a day, could be 30 minutes, could be 45, could mean a walk, could mean a run. Do something moderately every day that you will see will change something in your lifestyle. I can't guarantee what that will be, but it will change something. It will change your sleep. It will change your weight. It will change your clothing size. It will change your diet. Like, I don't know what it is for you, but it will change something.
I think I can confidently say it's going to change your mindset first.
Mm-hmm.
I think I can be confident in saying that. And then you'll see other things kind of pile on.
So moderately listen to this podcast while you take your run or your walk, but only moderately listen to it.
And make it a non-negotiable.
Moderate to severe plaque psoriasis.
Mm. Oof. We did it.
Woo-hoo,
also, Andrew just called you.
Also, I saw that. Also, we said 30 minutes tops. What are we at?
Yeah, we're not great at non-negotiables. We're at more than 30.
We're consistent. But we're long.
We are consistently long-winded.
Yeah. Well, when we like or we're passionate about what we're talking about, it makes a difference. Like, I am always passionate. Like, we might not talk about fitness all the time, but the things that we do talk about when we do talk about fitness, I enjoy them because it might help somebody out there that's on the fence or that's in a rut or a plateau, because we've been there.
Selfishly, it helps me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love you guys, but I need like wake up calls more often than not when it comes to fitness. Like, I say it to clients and people in class all the time. I pat you on the back so hard for getting yourself to a class post 9-to-5 workday. And I'm being very specific, but you know what I mean. Of whether or not you got to go home and get changed and then you had to go back out to a fitness class, or you packed a bag, went to work, got changed at CFIT, and then took the class. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
And I don't know, and I'll never know, because of what we do, if I would be able to do that.
I do know.
I
would not do that.
Yeah, I don't think I...
Unless the classes were really fun and I really, really enjoyed them, then I might.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. But I'm not thinking of it. If we're not doing this, there is no CFIT.
So if CFIT didn't
exist and we didn't own it, it would not exist. So would I get off the couch to go to a gym or another studio? I don't know. I hope I would find something that I like, but I give you a lot of credit. So these moments of exercise podcast episodes are selfishly like the little kick in the pants that I need for myself to be like, there's a lot more to do in life than focus, number one, so hard on burning out so quickly.
I know.
And also, you're worth getting it together. Get it together.
Yeah, you are worth getting it together. And when you do get it together and you look back, it is two different people, and you can decide which one you liked more. I can go to the extremes.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely can. I've been to both extremes. I like the moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, me, I think. And I'm working on finding that moderate because I am an extremist. But again, it's the climb. You got to figure it out for yourself. We can tell you all you want, but if you have to figure it out for yourself.
Yeah, that's true. I've been to the extremes too. I was like, I've only been to the the upwards extreme.
No, you
no,
haven't.
I've been to the bottom, but guess what?
What?
Well, I'm picture. I'm thinking. First of all, give me a second. The extreme of like the best physical smallest size I've ever been was probably the scariest mental place I've ever been. So I would never do that again.
Right.
I don't even care.
Right. And that's why I think everybody has to find it for themselves. And there's no magic anything. You got to figure it out and you got to fail. And then you'll eventually succeed.
Then you'll feel different and you'll find more stuff out. Yeah. That's a different podcast. We're getting ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
All right. Andrew's calling me now. So.
Oh, God.
Something's wrong. We've got to tend to it. We hope this has resonated. Do the real tip. Redo the real extra tip. We're going to go put some fires out. And remember, you are always fit to be real.
And always allowed to be a little extra. Let's see what he needs.
For legal reasons, we have to tell you that this podcast is meant for entertainment and educational purposes only. We are not healthcare professionals. For all of your health, wellness, fitness, and self-care needs, please refer to the medical professional in your life, your primary care physician, your therapist, a certified coach, whoever it may be. And then let us know what they say, because I guarantee we need to know it too. Okay? Okay, bye.